This episode of The Instance is brought to you in part by Squarespace.com, where you can get a fantastic website, blog, or portfolio for way less money if you use our code at checkout. Try it out for free, no credit card required. See what you think, and if you like it, all you got to do is enter WOW12 at checkout. That'll get you 25% off at Squarespace.com.
You are listening to The Instance.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Instance. This is The Instance, episode 352, and I believe this is our final episode of 2013. I think.
Holy moly.
Right?
Next week would be the 27th.
Oh, no, wait,
so
maybe we are.
Are we going to do it then?
No, I'll be, in Arizona.
You're in Arizona, so this is
it.
The last.
I think this is it, guys.
One.
Yeah, this is it.
This is it. This is the last episode of The Instance.
Yeah, it's our favorite game of the year edition.
Careful.
It's WoW.
The last person who said this is it ended up to be Michael Jackson, so be careful.
Whoa, hold on now. But he said that after he was Michael Jackson, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
After
okay,
he was Michael
okay.
Jackson?
Yes. It's okay.
First he was A, B, C. 1, 2, 3. My whole life is going to suck and I'll die at 50. There it
oh,
is.
Right.
Wow. Was that
good.
How the song went?
That's how, I think the lyrics.
I remember it a little differently, but all right.
We could Google it. We could Google
yeah.
it.
I'll Google that.
Okay, let me know
I'll
if I got that right.
Something about a monkey and something about Macaulay Culkin. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Macaulay Culkin. I'll bet he writes a book one day. What do you bet?
Oh, did you hear his new band?
No. Is he good?
Are you ready?
Velvet Underground cover band that does song. They change all the songs to be about cake.
Shut up.
I really?
Yeah, dude.
This is for real? Are you?
Have
you,
they done any Michael Jackson tracks? Was it too painful?
No.
I don't think so. Webster's a jerk. Like Me Better. That's one of their hit tunes.
Is it Velvet Underground or is it some other band? I can't remember.
How do you spell Macaulay Culkin?
No one remembers now. Okay. Oh, it's about pizza. There you go. Never mind.
All right. We're going to
see. Macaulay Culkin's new Velvet Underground.
The Pizza band. Underground, it's called.
Pizza Underground.
Well, that's
there
a stupid, terrible, terrible name.
What are you talking about? It's art, dude.
All right. Here's a taste of it. You guys want to hear a little?
This is some serious art.
Okay. Which topping should I say you want? Wow. They're singing about pizza, dude.
Yep.
Okay, well, not interested, turns out.
Wait, are you saying you don't think this will be successful?
I have a feeling it won't be.
All right.
I can't wait till he does Home Alone 7.
I'm really looking forward to that.
He's the grown-up, yeah. Or even better, maybe he's the
robber.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the thief going into
meta.
The home.
Maybe he'll
and
take a
like,
frozen pizza
and at the
to
end,
the face.
He's yeah. like, you know what, kid? I was in your place once. I know the fear you feel. But just give me your mom's jewels. And they say, no.
Right. No, it's not their face,
and then,
right.
And then exactly, then they use probably like an iPhone app that you can also buy to do something.
Sure.
You guys know how to pick it there in Europe, you know? Like here, actually, we should ask you. So you've spawned the Beatles. You've given us many, many musical acts, the Rolling Stones. I mean, I could go on.
Well, you could, but I'm not sure.
David
well,
Bowie.
Could. I don't know if you could.
I don't know if I could either. They're coming to me slowly here, but David yeah. Bowie is a good one.
There's,
Lily
there's,
Allen.
There's, you know, the English one.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Dodo exactly. or Dido, whatever her name is.
Dido, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with that one. You
right.
went the right way with that.
Dildo,
but, yeah.
right.
There you went the wrong way.
Oh,
well.
Dago, I went the wrong way. So all those things are true. So if you guys can pick them, how do you, what chances do you give Macaulay Culkin's pizza band?
I would say slim to none. Slim to
yeah,
none.
Even less.
Okay, great. Yeah. That's fantastic.
None to less than none.
Is there a okay? There's a negative yeah. in this. Great.
Although he did get tons of coverage on Reddit, but I don't think that.
I don't think that's indicative of
much. I
don't
think that equals success.
No.
Yeah,
well, it can, world. But I think sometimes that's ironic success. That's like
yeah.
them going, "Look at Macaulay Culkin's doing." It's not them going, "Wow, finally we've got what we've always been waiting for from this kid."
Yeah, you know, all of this was just a prelude to his Pizza Underground band.
Yeah, I wish him no ill, mind you. His brother's yeah. doing fine. He's doing cool
that's,
stuff.
That's true, yeah. You know, I think the problem was it was the hard drugs.
You think that was what did it?
The hard drugs tend to be a problem.
Yeah, that messes people up.
It depends yeah. on your sort of fortitude, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And
your constitution.
People, like
yeah.
Culkin, yeah, yeah, exactly. You wouldn't expect
yeah.
it to be...
Too many people trying to be Keith yeah. Richards, though, and they can't do it. They
no.
can't pull it off.
So you,
You gotta be British. You gotta be English to do that.
That's a nice stat.
You guys are all just on heroin all the time. All the time. Nobody would know.
No one knows until we come off it. Exactly.
There's so much fortitude over there.
Okay. We'll go with
that. A frightful amount.
So I got a question, Terpster, for you. Speaking of stats, the new British stat you just mentioned, and then fortitude and these other things. Mm-hmm. Just a quick question about Diablo. So I've been playing the beta. I did get in.
Congratulations.
Jill's got it as well. I know we got it after you. You can keep rubbing it in if you want to. But
no, that's fine. I'm not bothered now. I've completed it so many times now. It's just, it doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you anymore. Okay, great. Yeah. Well, here's the question for you. So that game's now got a stat. And don't worry, folks. We'll get to the WoW stuff and the live calls. It's coming. There's a stat, the toughness stat. That didn't exist before, right?
Don't think so. No.
Okay.
It's vitality.
Okay. So is that where that's the swap? Is that's now toughness, and it's still a stat. Even if I'm a wimpy mage wearing cloth all day, I still want to not mage, but wizard. I still want to use.
Well, it depends what you do.
Okay.
You know, it's if you're up in the middle, getting crushed.
Yeah.
Then yeah. Yeah. If you're playing it properly, then maybe not.
Maybe
I say properly how I would play it.
Right, okay. Fair enough. It's all good, and I'm loving
but
the beta.
If you're going to play solo, you probably want some, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It depends how good your Templar is, I guess, and I don't know what kind of snares you have.
You're still rolling with the Templar, then? You're not using the new guy?
Oh, always. Just, it doesn't, you know, the Templar is the best companion there is.
Glorious! You know? Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
What foul manner of demon is this?
Yeah, and stuff like that. It's like, best.
I like when he just stops and says, like, you know, I really like you a lot. You are amazing.
He's
like,
great.
Every now and then, just
every once in a while, it's just complimentary, like a little love-in with that guy.
It's a little bromance just all the time.
Yeah, I love him. I'm using him
too. I love slaying demons with you. It's like,
yeah.
It's
brilliant.
We're righteous. We're righteous brothers from unrighteous mothers.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's right. Nephilim.
Mother effers.
Righteous mother.
Nephilim effers.
Jonta! Yeah.
He's great. He's the best. All right. I've been playing that, and it's good. It's real good, and I really like the changes. I like the new loot system. It's good.
And I mean, we're going to talk about it very briefly later, but it's got a release date already.
Yeah.
Which is not
March.
It's been given Hearthstone a release date.
Yeah, we may as well mention it. It's March 25th, 2014. Ironically, right around the same time they're stopping the auction houses. It kind of makes sense to do this all at once.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
But
then Hearthstone, so the opt-in for the closed beta ends on January 7th.
Mm. Well, it's actually by now, if you have been opted in by December 16th, I believe it is, you should have a key by now. And if you don't have, check your spam folders because you got one sent to you.
So opt-ins
So it's basically open beta at this
point. Pretty much, open beta if you've expressed an interest. Mm. Then you kind of feel like it will go open. But then I don't know if there's any point because it's a free-to-play game.
Well, they delayed it, right? I mean, Dills, didn't they delay the open beta or something? There was some official announcement about it.
They said December, and then they said there's still some issues and bugs, so we're not going to say that it's open beta. But, like they just announced, everybody who's opted in has a key at this point.
Mm. So it's not so much that it's open, but it's really wide right now.
Yeah.
You can step in fairly easily.
It's a gaping beta.
A beta key is almost like nil in value at this point.
Yeah.
Because want one, you got one.
Well, our email box has been flooded with new people saying, got extra keys. You guys want to get more? You know, it's starting to get saturated where you're like, oh, remember when this wasn't true? Now it's there everywhere. So it's good stuff. I've been playing a lot of that as well. So along with the Reaper beta, I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone.
It's Hearthstone at the moment. It's nuts. It's just so easy to like, I'm like, I got 10 minutes, cool.
Yeah.
I'll jump in and play some Hearthstone. You know, I can play a couple of rounds, you know, get my ranking up or go in the arena. Mm-hmm. It's just such an easy game to drop into.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's just quick to get into, quick, good, easy fun. Loves
it. Having a blast. I have to admit some of my recent sort of underpinnings of the motivation to keep playing have come from, if you listen to The Angry Chicken with Dills and Garrett and Jocelyn, you sort of can't help it. It kind of makes you want to go play. So I think that's part of it. But also my daughter
got
an
account. Do you
want
to have me on, Dills? And I talk about Warlock, Moloch deck. And
let's do it.
And how bad it is and how you lose.
Oh, no, it's amazing. I've got that and I've got four legendaries. So they're all in there because why not?
Wow.
I've got Malagos. He's pretty badass.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Nat Pagel. He's Nat Pagel. And I've got...
He sometimes fishes up a card.
Yeah.
Sometimes he got one.
He actually... Yeah. surprisingly often, does it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's 50%, and it used to be broken, but now it's not, and it feels much better.
It feels good, exactly. And then I've got Mechatork and level 80, 90, whatever, Elite Tauren Chieftain.
Okay, which is a super fun card.
It's an amazing card. I love it. I just lighten up the board all the time.
Yeah, I love that. Love doing that. I don't like that they're getting a card from me when I run it, though. I realize that's part of the deal.
Everything's, you know, that's why you get it so early in the game. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, just like, you know, it's just, it's amazing. I say it's a Murloc deck. It's not really. It's got, you know, enough Murlocs in it for
it's
me to be
mostly
like.
Mostly Murlocs plus other stuff. Okay.
It's Murlocs and minions, basically. I've got no spells. Okay. And I just,
you should probably drop Malygos if you have no spells.
Well, but
that's pretty much all he's good for, right?
Yeah, but he's a nice big guy, and he's a legendary.
Here's what you do with Malygos.
So, like, so they're like,
That's true. He's still a 4/12. But here's what you do with Malygos, Terpster. You throw two Soulfires in there, and then you drop Malygos, and your Soulfire does 9 damage for 0 mana. It's amazing.
Wow.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Put two Soulfires in there anyway, because they're just sick cards.
But I'd have to dispose of a card with Soulfire.
Yeah. That's the tough part of
a 30-card deck. I hate about being a Warlock, is I get all these things in my deck. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I should... Oh, but hang on. It might get rid of... it got rid of the card I wanted to use in.
Here's the key to it, is as a Murloc Warlock, you're probably able to empty your hand most of the time. So what you do is you empty your hand, you play your Soulfire, then you tap, and you get another card, and then the next turn you get another card, and you tap again, and then you have 3 cards again.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's not a bad combo. I got the
Warlocks never run out of cards.
Got a 100 gold deck the other day for doing a quest or whatever, and I got... the swamp monster legendary dude, what's he called? Sea monster guy. I can't remember his name. Anyway,
sea giant.
The sea giant. The guy that gets cheaper the more minions you throw out.
Epic. He's an epic card.
Or what'd I say? Legendary? Sorry, I'm an epic. Yeah. He's awesome.
He is.
Oh my gosh. Like because he costs full 10 when you have him in your hand, but you keep every minion you throw out knocks off cost. So by the time I actually get to use him, he's only like 4.
Yeah, but then I've consecrated if I'm a
There's, I mean, you can counter the hell out of it.
Yeah, exactly,
sure.
Yeah.
But if someone's not prepared for that dude, oh man, he's great.
You know what he's really good with now is the new Unleash the Hounds card. Mm. Because what it does is it basically summons a bunch of 1/1s on your side based on how many guys are on the other side.
Yep.
So if you could play that, then suddenly your Sea Giant goes down to real cheap.
Yeah, like 2 or something.
In a Shaman deck, that Sea Giant does real well because you generally have a lot of totems out. Because most of the time you're pumping totems out and people don't actually kill them all off. So
for me, it was the Horde or the Elite Tauren Chieftain dude. Well, I just randomly got the three to five Murlocs. Yeah, and that was great because that works the same way. You poop those out and then suddenly Sea Giant is cheapo.
Sure.
But yeah.
That was like, I think my first like good card that I got when I got the game.
The Sea Giant? Oh, great. Yeah. He's awesome.
And he was in every deck I had.
Of course he was.
That's how you do it.
Since then, you've learned.
Now every deck I had has like 6 legendaries, and I posted my Paladin deck on Twitter, and then everyone was just like, I can't get this deck.
Yeah.
I want it, but I can't get it.
Well,
people ask me about it. Sorry, this is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. One of the things I've noticed, just one final note about Hearthstone before we get crucified for talking about it so much.
Yeah, whatever.
People don't care. I'm going to say, what was I going to say? I forgot already. Oh, they released that list of their top players, their highest ranked players currently.
And shout out to Valkyrion, by the way.
Yeah, that's cool.
One of them and listens to my
show. Exactly.
Also hangs out on my Twitch channel.
I noticed, though, that not all the guys that, like, all the people that were getting raved about at BlizzCon and were up on stage, including the winner, they're not in there.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's weird to me.
No, definitely not. But I've watched, so Crip and Trump and Hafu don't really give a crap about ranked play nearly as much as, like, there's a really big competitive scene brewing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of guys who no one's heard of who are in that scene, but they're starting to get some recognition.
They're guys that just put down their Magic cards and said, okay, cool, rankings for
Or they came from StarCraft or other places. Like a lot of WoW TCG guys who I didn't even realize WoW TCG had such a big scene, basically. I mean, it wasn't
big enough, but it was all right.
Yeah, but, you know, there was, like, champions, and people called themselves, like, you know, I'm the Swiss champion of WoW TCG. It's like, okay, all right. Didn't know that existed, but... There's I just watched Kyoki Savages, all these guys, specialists, all these guys like get legendary, and there's all these guys who are doing it, and they're very, very good at this game.
Well, good
and
for
it's
them.
Pretty cool to watch.
Shaking it up, man.
Yeah. So all the people watching like Trump and Crip, you should try out these other guys too. I mean, I like those guys a lot, but they get tons and tons of viewers, and some of these other guys who are playing at a very high level will have like 20 viewers in their Twitch streams.
It's only a matter of time before Terpster and Dill show up on that list. You watch. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We'll see.
All right. Well, that's all I've been sort of up to. Rating and stuff, too. Wow. World of Warcraft. Yeah, there's been some of that in my life. Yeah. Dill's getting all my drops.
If they make that list really long, I reckon I will show up on it. If it's like, you know, like the top million players.
You'll be
the
in
top
there?
Million. Yeah, I reckon you'll be in the top million.
Top 3 or 4 million, I might make it in there.
Maybe. Yeah, actually, maybe top 5 million. Depends
on you know, Terpster, you can make an NA account of Hearthstone as well.
NA.
Oh, yeah. Possibly yeah. nothing.
So. Although then that would suck because you'd have to get the cards.
I'd have to buy my cards.
What do you mean? NA? What do you mean? NA? That.
Well, North people America. Have NA and EU accounts just like you put
oh,
in.
Oh, NA. Okay.
Yeah.
It's silly though. They should let me just have both.
They should. This shouldn't be a thing where it's a. That's yeah. dumb.
Let
that
us
that's separate.
Cross realm, like whatever. Yeah. Let us play China. Let us play everywhere.
I don't get that with this particular game. I get it with some of the other things. Like WoW and stuff, I kind of get all that, but I don't get it here. I do not understand why Hearthstone is limited and why it's not region free. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, time will tell, folks. All right, I think we should get right into it because we got your calls coming up soon, everybody. So let's just tear through a couple of pieces of news.
Big news of the week.
Big news.
Brought to you by our friends at DoghouseSystems.com. Still time to make an amazing holiday purchase. Get a Doghouse System right now. I don't know what their ship dates are. Christmas is so close, but still a great time to get it. And Henry, get you double the memory still. That code may be going away soon, so take advantage of
it. Oh, really?
Of
it now. Oh, yeah. Nuts. Go for it. Go
Not
for it.
Not totally it's sure, amazing. But I think it might be on the wane. Something new will take its place, but if you're looking for good RAM upgrades, this is the great way to do it. That's Henry at checkout, DoghouseSystems.com. All right, we talked about Reaper Souls. That's great. Excited. March. That's awesome. In WoW news, there's not a ton this week. It's holidays. A lot of people at Blizzard aren't even working there right now. But there is some more movie news. Great new casting additions. Legendary announced. Legendary Pictures, that is, announced that Daniel Wu and Clancy Brown, you know him as the bad
guy.
The guy
who writes all those detective SWAT novels, whatever they are.
Yes, but he's also...
I love Clancy Brown books.
Yes, those are the ones. Clancy Brown's Ghost Recon.
Rainbow 8.
Yeah, stealthy future militaristic games based on the writings of Clancy Brown. No, you know him as... He's been on a billion things, but I'll give you some roles that he's most known for. He was the bad guy in Highlander. I forgot his name on that movie.
What? Yeah. In the original Highlander.
Yeah, the original Highlander, the one that was like, what are you doing? That guy. You know the one.
There can only be one.
There can be only one.
Yeah, he's great.
He's in tons of stuff.
Oh, he's in millions of things. He was on Lost a whole bunch. He was the dude, the guard that was like the evil, terrible guard.
Redemption.
Yeah, and Shawshank.
Yeah, Shawshank Redemption. He was like the
Yeah, he was great. The one that he got beers up on the roof for everybody if they did more work or whatever, or if he did his taxes or whatever.
Yeah.
And then... He's also SpongeBob SquarePants' boss, Mr. Krabs on SpongeBob SquarePants.
Mr. Krabs. Oh, that's crazy.
He's the voice of that. Anyway, he's great. I think he's a really interesting looking guy, and I'm guessing he'll play some old king or something.
He's he generally is like a bad guy in a lot of stuff, right?
Not as much lately, but I think a long time, yes. I think that was his deal.
He's been around for so long, though.
Starship Troopers.
He's like constantly working. Yeah, Starship Troopers, he was the drill sergeant.
Yeah,
right?
And he was kind of a good guy in that, but still, you know, it's always this edgy whatever.
Sure.
Three-dimensional characters, it's crazy.
Yeah.
He should be, what do you reckon he should be then? Do you reckon he should be King Tyrannus?
That'd be all right, but I don't think we're in that era, are we?
He's going to be.
Yeah, Tyrannus is around. He's not as old.
Sure. Yeah, he's young and he's not. He doesn't have. Arthas isn't even born yet.
He could be, I don't know, King something. He's a king.
I think he's a king. Clearly, he's a king.
Why not?
He could be a bad dude, I suppose. His voice
is formidable. I didn't realize he did so much voice acting as well.
Oh, yeah.
He did Dr. Neo Cortex in Crash Bandicoot Warped. What?
Awesome.
What?
That's great. I have fond memories of that game. That's awesome. Very,
and
very cool.
Lands of Lore, Guardians of Destiny. I mean, geez, this is like Fallout, a post-nuclear role-playing game. Rhombus.
Yeah.
What the hell?
My favorite bit of trivia about him is that this is not his first Warcraft project.
That's the movie, the first face-off. He was Siege.
Yeah, wow. He was Thrall in the canceled Warcraft Adventures Lord of the Clans game.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that mean he's confirmed as an orc then now?
Confirmed. He's Thrall.
Thrall's confirmed.
He's Thrall. Yeah.
No, but it's just, he could be Durotan, or he could be, you know, an orc of sorts.
Daniel Wu. Now, here's the question that I don't want.
Daniel
I'm not trying
Wu's
to
mostly in like movies, not American stuff.
Yeah,
right?
And I don't want to be a racist. Okay,
I don't think I've seen one.
Anything that starts with that statement, I never feel ends well.
So here's what I want to say.
She's not one of them American pictures.
Is this a confirmation? Is this confirmation that Pandaria will be represented in the film? That's all I'm asking.
No.
Okay. May, not even
it.
Just by a character who
he's
happens
like
to be
a,
from that land.
No. I think it'll just be, you know, he'll be
too early.
Exactly. He'll just be like some kung fu rogue man or something like that if they want to go down that route.
Kung fu rogue man. Okay.
I was trying to think what he's been in that I've seen.
But doesn't it imply that in Azeroth, on the planet of Azeroth, that if you are of Asian descent, you must be from Pandaria, because they are not represented in any other of the continents, islands, and lands of the world.
But I don't know, because, I mean, humans aren't that well kind of displayed in terms of ethnicity.
Right.
You know, there are black NPCs and there's white NPCs.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could argue there's Asian-esque NPCs and player characters.
Yeah.
So sure. I don't think that it's just like humans in the World of Warcraft are just, you know, white guys. In the lore, it tends to be.
Yeah.
There don't tend to be many kind of strong ethnic characters. And that's kind of where you see, like, the trolls being Rastafarian and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Starts getting a little bit like, oh, okay, well, fair enough. We take what we can get. But it does seem a little bit like, you know, that there could be... Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that.
This is interesting, though. Okay. Let me just put this out there real quick.
All right.
Born in Berkeley, California.
Yeah.
Raised in Orinda, which these are all like right by me.
It's Clancy Brown.
On the playground. It's where he spent most of his days.
Yeah, on the playground, yeah. But anyway, he moved to Hong Kong and
Daniel
he
Wood,
idolized man. Jackie Chan, and okay. Now he's like a huge actor
in the Hong Kong cinema stuff. Yeah.
But he's from the Bay Area.
Weird. Well, I mean, so correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Bruce Lee born here and then whisked off to China again and then back? Or do I have
Yeah,
that?
he's American born.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah, a lot. They get a taste,
the
man. And then
spent most of his days.
Yeah.
Then he went to Philadelphia and all hell broke loose from there.
Well, a couple of guys who are up to no good. They started making trouble in his neighborhood. That was a mistake.
Did you have to look up the lyrics, or do you know these by
heart? I know all the lyrics.
You don't know the lyrics?
I know them pretty well. I don't think I was that big of a Fresh Prince fan.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's just if you've been on the internet long enough, you know that eventually every story you read is going to end up translating into the Fresh Prince.
Later on, I got jiggy with it, but I wasn't really into it before that.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like that Carlton kid.
Time you'd be reading through, like, even the notes we've got here, you're like, you know, is the game too horse-centric? What, another map? But, you know, you're assuming a lot, and understandably, and so I mean, you know, I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the lines of praise are fresh, and it had dice in the mirror. Ah, oh, I've got Fresh Prince.
Yeah,
you know,
it's completely Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Nice job. We got an interesting forum post here that I think is interesting, and then we're going to open it up to calls, everybody. So hang on tight. If you're sitting there waiting to do this. Your time has just about arrived. The question was asked in a post on the forums, is the game too horde-centric still? Essentially, they said this. Why another major orc story arc? There are other races in the game, is basically what they said.
No, they're not. Not that matter, anyway.
Characters outside of Pandaria.
Yeah.
Because that'd be interesting.
Kalinia, I don't know how you say her name. Him or her. I don't even know who it is. This blue. I've probably met them, and I don't know. Says you're assuming a lot, and understandably so. I mean, if you look at the image, it's a bunch of orcs, right? But the story was never about the orcs, and warlords. Whoa. Also, we'll be highlighting it a bit more about the Draenei, and even shedding a bit more light on Blood Elf Paladins. The thing is, as always, it's a story about Azeroth and the heroes and villains that live and die, even as part of its ongoing story. Then they go into what Chris Metzen met on stage about the Captain America thing and all that, and it gets kind of interesting. But the point is,
he loves Captain America.
They do seem to. I mean, look, I'm going to say this. I'm stoked about this story, and I couldn't be happier they're going down this route. So I am a big, huge supporter of the direction they're going. But I think it's possibly a tiny bit disingenuous to say that this isn't an orc heavy story, or rather a horde heavy story, because it kind of is.
Sure.
Right. Okay. I mean, they're not horde per se, but it's the horde side of things.
No, it's not. It's like saying orcs and humans.
Horde side.
Sorry.
Horde story.
Yeah.
Orcs and humans was probably more alliance focused.
Well, orcs went first, though. Let's be honest.
Then you play, you play through each, race and each faction. But I think, what they're saying with Draenor is like, it happens on Draenor. That's where a load of orcs are. There's also a load of Draenei there. Depending which faction you are, you're going to get more of one side of that story than the other. And ultimately, you're saving Azeroth from a load of, crazy time-traveling orcs.
Right.
So I don't think that's Horde. It's like saying that, Arthas, was an alliance. I guess he was actually Lich King. But, there's stories. There were still stories.
He was the Lich King, is my memory.
There were still stories, though, that the Horde got in Lich King.
Yeah.
But okay, so he was the Lich King, and then Hellscream is the bad guy now, and we had to kill a big Horde guy.
We don't know who we're killing at the end of this expansion.
It's probably
gonna be a dragon, and someone big and badass.
Yeah.
They said someone's behind Garrosh.
Or Garrosh, sorry.
At the moment. And so I think my understanding is what I like to think is going to happen is Grom's going to disappoint Garrosh and drink the blood or be corrupted in some way because he's young and he's still in his fiery youth.
Sure.
And I think that Garrosh is going to be really upset with him, but then get killed by Grom, and then we'll have to kill Grom. But I don't think he'll still be the bad guy. I think it'll be the Black Prince. I think he's trying to get this army together to stop the Burning Legion.
Right.
And I think, we have to be like, well, actually, in trying to save Azeroth, you become a threat to Azeroth.
Take you down. I think
you're
dead right.
And then once we kill him, they'll be like, oh yeah, Burning Legion's coming. Shit, we should have kept him. Damn. Damn it, guys.
Yeah, probably. So I guess the bottom line is, I think they should just leave it be. In other words, trying to explain this that it isn't a Horde story, I think just digs the hole a little bit deeper, because the truth is, you're right, it's a story. It involves orcs, it involves humans, it involves the Iron Horde, it involves all these things, the pending Burning Legion, all this stuff. And that's just what it is. It is what it is. That's the story. It just so happens we can make characters on two sides of an ongoing conflict, and one side might seem like it's in favor of the story and the other may not be at any given time, and maybe two or three expansions in a row may feel like that, but it just is what it is. And the more you give disgruntled alliance players troll food, they're just going to keep complaining about it. And the same would happen if suddenly things shifted very heavily toward the alliance side of the story, and we would just hear a bunch of Horde people complaining. So the way I think Blizzard deals with this is just quit talking about it. I mean, because it is what it is. That's the story. Let it stand on its own. You're all going to get to raid the same content. You're all going to kill the same dudes. You might get a slightly different cutscene at the end. What's the problem? No big deal, right? No big deal.
Well, the Horde side is just more interesting anyway. So.
Horde side?
Oh, Horde side.
Yeah, that one. Oh, I miss Greg already. Don't you miss Greg?
A little bit.
Yeah.
He's vacationing, though, right now.
Yeah,
so.
He's just chilling. But he's gone. His last day was, a week and a half ago, and... Yeah, he's off. He's off getting ready for his next big thing.
How's it changed?
It hasn't. I just miss him. Just as a personality, I miss looking at the Ghost Crawler account and going, oh, look at all the things he's saying today. That's all. There's other stuff to read and whatever. It's a weird time of year anyway, and everything slows down. And like we said, there's very little news this week. But it's just, I don't know. I miss the Gregness of it all. That's all I'll say about that. All right, guys.
The Gregness of it all.
The Gregness of it all. We're going to have a big, fat one of these.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the take phone calls the entire show. There you go. That sounded about right.
Yeah. Professionally done.
Give us a call, My Extra Life on Skype. All you live listeners, this is your chance to get your calls in. We're going to read some questions on Twitter and some other sources as well. But we are excited to involve you directly in the show today. Let's start while they all wait for the stream to catch up and know that it's time to call. We got a couple of good questions already on Twitter. So it's got a question for all three of us. Tim Johnson writes in via Twitter, Apple Chair on Twitter.
No relation.
Nope, none at all. Don't know you who sure? this guy is. Nope, okay. Not all the Johnsons know each
By
other.
By the way, Scott, I just realized me and Terpster's video is frozen on your screen.
Yeah, you know I know. That? Did you notice that? Yeah. It seems to be so frozen that it's an old haircut for Terpster, and, and you were in the MMO Champion
the
curse offices.
Yeah.
Where's this?
Hey, what happened to what's-her-name, by the way? Where'd she go? She's not there
Pico?
Anymore. Yeah.
She's not there anymore. She's doing wargaming stuff, yeah. World of Tanks.
Oh,
like
World of Tanks.
Time.
Sweet.
There's tons of World of Tanks.
Gotta love the World of
and
Tanks.
And World of Warplanes now, apparently.
All right, Tim, we'll get to your question in a sec. We got a call from Seth. Seth, hi.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's awesome.
Actually, I wanted to touch a little bit on the whole people having a problem with
their microphones and how far away their mouths are from them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're fine. I'm just giving you a hard time. You sound a little distant as well.
Is that better?
Yeah. Nah, not really. But go ahead. We were good.
All right, cool. I wanted to touch a little bit about how people think it's like a horror story. And I have a little bit of a problem with that because if you go and look at it, really any TV show, we'll use Game of Thrones, for instance. We've got the Lannisters, which are the quote-unquote bad guys.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Starks, which are the quote-unquote good guys. Some of them we touch on, like, we have three or four episodes where it's all about the Starks, and then we have three or four episodes it's all about the Lannisters. What's the difference between it being that? I mean, if you look into the expansion like an episode.
I think it's because, and I'll give this to you off the air, but I think the problem is it's different in this way. The Starks and the Lannisters are a bunch of humans, a bunch of white guys. For lack of a better way of saying it, they're all kind of alliance. They're just kind of having an infight.
Well, yeah,
but in our case, we have these very distinct differences. The Horde are these hulking green orcs with teeth that are terrifying, and they're warlike, and they're terrible and evil and awful, or whatever. At least they are seemingly to everybody who doesn't like them. And there's complications and there's layers there, but still, it's kind of this more ferocious, animalistic sort of approach to things. And the other parts of the Horde have similar issues. Some of them are just sneaky and deceitful, like blood elves, and some of them are just, you know, nature-loving taurens, but, you know, in the end, they got to protect their land, and, you know, they got all these motivations and stuff, but they are very different physically and philosophically from the other faction, and that's a very important game distinction, because what fun would it be if everybody was the same? If they were all Starks and Lannisters, nobody would care. Mm. You just pick whatever. In fact, that's like playing... Oh, gosh. Let's just go play Dark Age of Camelot or something, because that's what that was.
Spoiler alert. Thrall gets his head chopped off in the next expansion.
Oh, what?
Is that where it goes?
Yeah. Sorry.
Good Lord.
Sorry.
That's not good.
Right in the last, right at the end, too, of the first raid.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're just like, really? We just spent the whole time just thinking about this guy. Yeah. And now his head is
they
chopped
just lop
off.
His head off. Yeah. Some people could read a spoiler into that, but I don't think it's. I think it's fine. I think what you said is fine.
Well, I said spoiler alert. So
yeah, that's
if
true.
You say spoiler alert, you can say whatever you want. It's
yeah,
fine.
It's like saying no offense. Yeah. Yeah. You know, when I say no offense to someone, I can say whatever I want.
Yeah, exactly. Spoiler alert.
Then, some people get offended by it.
Yeah.
And I'm
spoiler alert.
Or you say not to be racist.
Not to be racist.
Yeah. That one doesn't work quite as well,
not
Scott,
as easily.
I've found,
So Tim Johnson, back to him, says, how far have you guys made it in the legendary cloak quest line? Cloak quest line is hard to say quickly three times
not
over.
Far enough.
I am not nearly far enough.
I got the gem.
As far as you got? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm not as motivated on that. I sometimes I like that kind of thing in the game, but I'm just not, I don't feel pushed to do. To me, it's a mini game that I could be, I don't know. I mean, this is...
I've been making some strides in it in between Battleground queues lately, but it's slow going when you have about 10 minutes in between right now. So, but also, I'm an engineer, so I can float already, and I'm cool. I'm good to go.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, I didn't realize that on Timeless Isle, if you're an engineer, you can get across that little half bridge if you just float to the left.
Oh.
I thought you had to have that legendary cloak, but you can just jump, float to the left, and then you can...
Is that intentional, or do you think that was just a oversight?
Well, it's there. There's a little landing area right there, and it's hard to, you have to mount up and run at the little hill to try to get up onto it. Yeah. But once I got up onto it, I got that 535 token thing, so I could get, a good piece of gear.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
All right, that is cool. Let's see. We've got another one here from... here it is. Matthew Serta says, and he's Beefmaster on Twitter. It's a great name.
Beefmaster.
What do you see as WoW's player base, folks 20 to 40 that have been playing the game for many years? Or are they all teenagers who've only been playing for two to four years? In other words, is the base maturing and getting older, or is it just a rotating younger age group, really, I think is what he's asking.
I think it's a graying population, from my understanding. I don't hear of many younger people chatting about getting into WoW, and I think that's why subscriber numbers drop, because it's not getting replenished from the bottom. They're just drifting out the top.
Where are they going at the bottom? I know kids really, really
League
are into
Legends,
Minecraft.
And Minecraft.
Then League of Legends, There are games for them right now that they are focused on, and I feel like WoW is not one of them for that crowd.
Well, they're missing out, clearly.
So does Blizzard just fix that with all these other games in their arsenal, or is this...
Yeah, I mean, I guess as long as they're playing a Blizzard game financially, it doesn't affect them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit tricky. I think Blizzard, you know, understands that it's not as cool as it once was. And I think that's just something that, you know, kids these days want different experiences, I guess, to what we did back in the day.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that being said, I don't think that the game can't relate to those people. And that's why I kind of feel like, you know, Warlords, if marketed correctly, as this like awesome, great new game that everyone's playing, that you should play and get on board with, and everyone starts at the same place. I think that, you know, they could bring in a lot of new blood into World of Warcraft. But ultimately, if they can just keep everyone who's playing now, that's all they need to do. Their only job really is to keep us happy. But there's a lot of us to keep happy, and to keep me happy is different to keeping you happy.
Yeah.
And that's why it's an impossible task, I guess.
I think Desperada in the chat makes a good point that the instant gratification model might be more helpful. Like the less, and they're already moving that direction, like less grindy, more fast progression. Because I've noticed this doing a lot of PvP again recently, that I can get a piece of gear in about 4 to 5 battlegrounds. Yeah. Whereas before it might have taken me, you know, 10 to 15 or something like that. And it's just so much, it's such a better feeling to feel like I'm getting stronger. And this is what like League of Legends, Dota, and all these games do really well, is you don't have to level up a character over months. You level up during 30-minute battles, you know, and you feel like you're constantly getting stronger. And that feeling is really satisfying, you know?
Right.
When I'm in a battleground and I'm sucking, then I earn enough honor to go get a piece, and then I go back in and I'm suddenly better. It's what Diablo does really well too.
Sure.
Where I find a piece of loot, suddenly I'm stronger and I can feel stronger. I actually notice it. I notice how much stronger I got. And I think that would be beneficial to helping these, you know, younger players pick it up. Yeah. But
quicker rewards.
I do think there's a lot of kids playing though too. Yeah. But I think what happened was a lot of these kids were middle school, early high school, when they picked it up, and they're still young, but the kids who are in middle school, high school now are not picking it up.
No, they're playing Minecraft, honestly. Yep. That's all I hear from my son or
his
friends.
So weird. Yeah. I don't understand why it's so...
It's all they care about.
I've played it a little, and the bug didn't get me.
I don't know. I mean, I obviously, you know, I love it.
I think it's great.
With Minecraft is it's like Gary's mod. And a lot of other games like that, where you have to make the fun. Mm-hmm. And really, if you have a good community around you or good friends, that you have to make the fun. It's like having Legos. If you give someone Legos and they're by themselves, they have to put them together and find enjoyment in that. Whereas WoW is it like, you know, I've made this awesome Lego village and I'm like, come along and play in my village. Mm-hmm. And some people are like, oh, it's amazing. And I think it's just that difference in
Well, plus WoW is a curated linear experience for us. It's not like it's something we're creating as we go. We are discovering things that somebody has made for us, and we're mastering things somebody else has made for us. In Minecraft's case, all that has been made are tools to then let you make your own.
But then again, what you find is the community then ends up playing the best stuff that has been made. So they end up playing World of Warcraft experience.
Yeah.
But with that sort of added bonus of being like, oh, this is great. I'm now going to go and play and make my own thing. Mm-hmm. Or I've got my own friends and we're going to try and do this thing together. It's still an online collaborative thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about gaming, is it does bring people together and everyone's, you know, you're an idiot if you think otherwise.
I agree, and I actually think, you know, I still say one of the weaknesses, I love Diablo more than life itself sometimes, but one of the biggest mistakes with this whole online all the time thing is not allowing people to mod. And I know that means a lot of hacking and cheating. I get that. So I don't have a good answer for how to solve this, but it's such a awesome thing to be able to take a thing that's already good and then find out that the crowd can just make amazing things out of what you made, or even silly things, or like this mod for, I'll bet you guys are planning on videos if you haven't already done them, but this mod for,
what's it called? Just Cause 2.
That just the multiplayer.
Adds multiplayer. It's incredible.
Obscene amount as well. Like, it's not like a little bit of multiplayer. It's just this massive amount of
it's all
of
the
fun
multiplayer.
To be had. Yeah, it's just like, and you fit all these extra people in.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
and
nuts.
It's just a mod. It's not the company doing it, although they're, you know, they're happy to support it and everything else, but they're going to have like all these renewed sales of that game that was already kind of a cool game anyway, but then all this added, you know, fun and functionality. That is the future of things. So I, part of me hopes that Titan, whatever that is more user generated, not generated, but user motivated. And I don't know what that means. It's probably a mix of things. It's probably not, you know, not like a Minecraft experience where you just got to make your own fun. But I think there's probably some aspect of that there, because you can't deny that this is happening all over the place. And we're just now starting to see tons of independent games and full blown, you know, multi-million dollar games with huge budgets and teams are starting to make their version of the Minecraft experience, whether it's straight up copying or it's some aspect of it or piece of it or whatever.
There's this new game I've played from the maker of Gary's Mod called Rust.
Mm.
And they've basically made DayZ with Minecraft, with Gary's Mod, with like everything. And it's like really early
out.
How
is that, by the way?
It's really good fun. And it's weird. You like run around with a big rock, and then you hit a rock against a tree, get wood, then you hit rock against other rocks, get ore, and then you know, it's like Minecraft, but in a 3D in a 3D space.
Instant wood.
It looks really nice. It's really good. Mm-hmm. But like what I'm saying really is that this is a game that's like super early alpha, and yet they're charging, you know, $20 to play it now, and you get in, and that's the discounted price. And yet here we are with Blizzard, who has a game like Hearthstone that's insanely polished, and yet they still haven't released it properly, because for them, they don't want to have an experience that is less than perfect when they call a game released. And yet nowadays people don't care about that. People want to be involved early. They're so much more forgiving about betas and things like that. That I kind of feel like, you know, with WoW, if they, you know, could make a persistent beta experience that then extended into launch, like they've done now with Hearthstone, you know, you kind of feel like people would want to get on board more often, or maybe, I don't know, just open things up a little bit more to the community, and people feel more involved in that process of development.
That's a pretty good point. I don't know. It's a weird time. It's a really weird shift. And I know, there are times where I go, is Blizzard ready for that shift, or are they way ahead of it and we just don't know it because there's things coming, and who knows? I mean, they're obviously.
But even the fact that there's things coming that we don't know about makes it old fashioned almost. Yeah, and it might be smart. It might be still the best way to do it, but it doesn't quite. It's not as cool anymore, I guess.
Well,
Blizzard,
you wonder,
for us, is this quality publishing place.
Yeah, I mean, part of me is like, ooh, I love early access. Let me download DayZ, which I did, and then part of me goes, oh, this is a mess right now. This is not great.
Depends. But then think about, you know, Diablo 3 on its launch. You know, that was a product that, you know, everyone's like, oh, this is a mess. This is crazy. I can't play
that's
it.
That's true.
You know, anything new, anything coming out. But it doesn't even, you know, mean exactly that they have to do that. But it does mean that people, I think, you know, want to be more involved and, you know, feel that the boundaries between us and the developers aren't really there. And that's what's great about Twitter and what's great about Greg.
Right.
Is he made us feel like we actually did have an impact on the game. Yeah. You know, someone's reading, someone's paying attention, someone's, you know, listening.
Yeah.
And I think that that's going to be the hardest thing to replace, I think, with Greg going.
I agree. Joshua Whitman on Twitter. By the way, you guys being too shy out there, call us. My Extra Life, that's the Skype account. Just call it. It's easy. No problem. I do this on TMS and we get 100 of them. I don't know why people are so nervous today.
Tweet at us and all that kind of stuff.
Well, they've been
just
doing that too. We've been getting
those.
They're getting it in here too. So here's one from Joshua Whitman, who says, if you were to make one new hero class, how would you play, or how would it play, and what would it be? We get this question kind of often, but I think it's fun to address occasionally.
So a new class, or like, because I quite like the idea of the of introducing archetypes, you know, so you'd have like a druid can become an archdruid.
Yeah.
And a mage can become a
I still really like that. Yeah, like the war mage or like,
like a combination.
Everything is just an arch.
Just have an arch. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. An arch warrior. Yeah, it'd be good.
And you like the idea of, oh, Matroska in the chat room reminds me, it's DayZ, not Z, whatever. You guys are weird with your Zeds.
No, I thought it was DayZ.
No,
it is DayZ, but they say some people say DayZ because the Z is really? Z over there.
All the Twitch streams, like when I look at it, it just says DayZ.
Yeah. That thing's a lot. I don't know why, how I feel about that way that thing controls. But anyway, I like the idea of a hybridization of classes more than I do another hero class, because that hero class thing kind of turned out to be bogus. It's just another class. I mean,
well, I think if they do this, I like the idea of just choosing another class and then taking aspects of it. I really like that idea. Like, you know, I'm a hunter, and now let's add in priest abilities. Like, I can decide which way I want to go, and then I get that. I think that would be the coolest way to go.
Right.
I don't think we're just going to see a Death Knight style. This is a hunter, or this is a hero class. And it's what makes it heroic? Oh, well, you have to be leveled up. Okay.
Right.
Now everyone's
balanced with everything else, right? Yeah, right. Of course it's balanced with everything else. That to me just doesn't make sense. So
yeah,
I would really like to see them do like, yeah, what either Terps are saying or this kind of just combo.
But if I were to come up with like a new class, then I'd have to say probably Jedi.
Jedi, I think fits into the lore pretty well.
I think it would be good. Exactly. Yeah. You're like this sort of, you know, spiritual holy warrior, depending on how many midichlorians you have.
Yeah.
You know, they've already got some vague lightsaber-esque weapons in the game, like in Stratholme and stuff like that.
Sure.
I think you'd have to probably construct your own item, your own lightsaber and stuff like that, which would make drops a little bit harder to do.
Yeah.
Because like, it's like, oh yeah, an upgrade. Now I've got to go gather some crystals and a hilt and a focusing thing. I don't know.
Here's the great irony of talking about Star Wars. A guy who used to help us a little bit with the Star Wars edition of the Instance, the Tor edition back in the day, and the host of the great podcast,
going,
the Starcast. It's going great. That game's just incredible. Oh, yeah. And also the host of
in the top 100 of video game podcasts. No,
it's really weird.
What the hell is that about?
Nothing is right about that. Also, one of the co-hosts of the Angry Chicken, Garrett, is on the line. Hi, Garrett.
Hey guys, can you hear me okay? I'm trying to call you from my phone.
Oh my God, I hate this guy so much.
Oh, he's such a bastard, right?
What I love though is that your phone is actually quite adept at calling people. So yeah, we can hear you fine. Probably better than normal.
Yeah, you sound great, man.
Well, it's the Skype app. I've like never done this before, so I wasn't sure if it was going to sound terrible.
Totally, totally working, man.
Science!
So, we live the future. It's nuts.
We do. So Garrett, what's on your mind, man? What's going on?
Oh no! You know, I just wanted to call in. Wish you guys Merry Christmas, and I have a question for you, Scott. And you know, Dills and I this past weekend we were kicking some serious trash in some battlegrounds.
Mm. By trash, we mean Alliance.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's they're interchangeable, aren't they?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the difference?
And my question to you is, you know, what would it take for you to really get excited about PvP? Because I know you're kind of averse to it.
I'll tell you what.
Be good at it.
I'll tell you, there's two things. Being good at it is number one. I'm not very good at it. But here's the other thing I would like. I like the idea better than I've ever liked the execution. Let's put it that way. This goes back to my Dark Age days where I thought that game had cool PBR, but I didn't like how bad I was in it. So I liked it better than I actually played it. But here's the deal. The biggest announcement, one of the biggest announcements about Warlords that has me the most excited is gear is gear is gear, and I don't have to go farm separate gear to PvP anymore in that expansion, unless there's some weird detail about it that I don't understand. But that's my understanding, is that you take your gear in, and you fight the way you want to fight, and you do what you want to do. That idea is way more appealing to me, because what I've done, if I work real hard on raiding and get all my tier this and tier that going, I don't want to then go have to be a complete crap hole when I go play my first battleground until I get good gear. So if that's truly the case, that may be the thing that'll get me back in there. And I'll say this. You guys are doing what I did like about it before when I was running a little bit off and on with Dills and some other guys in our old raid teams and stuff, was that very thing. That when we had five of us in there and we all knew each other and we were coordinating – that's really fun. Yeah.
It's totally fun to do it that way.
Yeah.
Like I was playing last night by myself. And I was like, this is just not as good. Like, yeah. no one's following me to the flag. What the hell? Right. I can't tell, like, Garrett, come on, let's go.
Right.
Can't do that. So PvP is definitely more fun in a group for sure.
Yeah. Draw them back in if that happens, man. Count on it. We'll stream it even. We'll do all kinds of fun stuff.
I'm telling you, Scott, it's much faster to get gear, though, right now than it ever was. Yeah.
Because back in the day, you had to wait for the thing to unlock.
Oh, my God, it took forever.
It was the worst.
It took forever, yeah. But now it feels much quicker. I've been playing a lot, obviously. I mean, me and Garrett played. Well, Garrett played for like a couple hours. After you logged off, Garrett, me and Raul continued to play for another like 5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Just do nothing but queue for Battlegrounds. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I think all told, I've got like 6 pieces now. And it didn't seem to take that long, honestly. And I feel very strong all of a sudden. I can run a flag now.
Are you guys hand picking your battlegrounds and saying these are the only ones we like? You make
we're just blacklisting
playlist?
The ones that Alliance always.
Yeah,
wants.
we blacklisted Isle of Conquest and Alteric Valley.
Gulch,
those are the
so
two
much.
That Horde just does not win for whatever reason.
How are we in Gulch now? Because we sucked.
Oh, we're
there.
Fine there. Yeah,
yeah. Right. We were kicking ass in there. It was good.
All right. Yeah. Well, Garrett, I will commit this much to you. At least by the time this expansion comes out, I'll be doing more PvP. Maybe before that.
All right.
If it's good with you guys, I'll do it. How about that?
Yeah, just come along with us, and we'll make a day of it.
All right. Angry Chicken, everybody. Go listen to it. It's a damn fun show.
Go listen to the Angry Chicken. Follow us on Twitter, at TAC Podcast.
Indeed.
Garrett's my partner in crime.
Yep. And TAC.
TAC.
T-A-C.
TAC.
Yep.
By the way, if you want to see my Twitter right now, somebody finally got the Angry Chicken dream. I just posted it to Twitter.
Oh, I saw that.
Blessing of Kings and Angry Chicken.
Yeah.
Enraged it and then bubbled it. Oh my God, so good.
How often is that even possible?
He did it on turn 2, which was insane. So
what?
Oh, you know how
with the coin.
No, somebody played Millhouse Mana Storm, so his Blessing of Kings was free. And then he was able to Blessing of Kings it, attack the Millhouse, kill the Millhouse, then bubble it with the 2/2 bubble guy, Argent Defender or whatever.
Yeah.
So he had a 10-1 chicken with a bubble on it on turn 2.
I had an epic win that I needed to send into the other show just so you can play it on there. I'll call it in. Source. Yeah, it's awesome. It involves that who's the Firelands boss? My brain just went dead. What's wrong with me?
Which Firelands?
The Firelands
boss?
Final boss. What's wrong with me?
Ragnaros.
Jeez, I got the rag card. And you know how he does that? You can't use him to attack, but he just poops out 8 damage anytime you end
the
turn.
Pyroblast anybody.
Yeah, and it's all random and stuff. And I had a thing where he had full board of minions. I had him and one other tiny minion.
Sure.
And I'm down to like 4 health. So any one of his minions and I'm dead. It's just not his turn. I'd frozen them all the previous thing, so it's bought me a little bit of time. The problem is, mathematically speaking, the rag card is going to attack randomly, so he's got so many more minions, the chances are that he's going to hit one of these other minions.
Got like a 14% chance to hit
the hit
hero.
The boss, right. And he had 8 health left, exactly the amount I needed him to have left to die. And he did it. He pulled it off and it randomly picked the boss.
See, Swagneros always comes through.
Unbelievable. Oh, yeah. It was amazing. Cliff on the line. Cliff, how you doing, man?
I can almost say Noggin Fogger again.
That's right.
I'm getting better. I'm almost there.
Reven Geek, everybody.
Almost back. Almost back.
Reven Geek. So you had that weird palsy thing in your face. You're doing better
now? Yeah, Bell's palsy. It's still coming along, but taste buds work again, which is good. I can drink from a cup without looking like a 2-year-old, so that's good.
That's good.
The things are coming back, but the Fs, the Ps, and the Bs, still a little weird.
Yeah.
But I'll be back in the new year. Sweet. Once I'm comfortable saying Noggin Fogger.
Depending on how much I've had to drink, I'm in the same boat as you. Sometimes.
Oh, yeah. That does sound familiar.
Well, that's great.
You've seen it, probably.
We have missed you at the end of the show, so we're excited to have you back, and I'm glad you're doing better. Do you have a question for us today?
I do have a question for you. We had the great gear tributes that we had for you all in Myst. So as we head into Warlords, I'm thinking council fight. I'm thinking that's the next tribute.
Well, I think you only get one, though, don't you?
Well, but I'm thinking, what about a council fight of the three of you? What type of bosses would you want to be?
Oh man.
This is a great question.
I like this question a lot.
All right, so if we're a council fight, do we all activate at the same time? Or
two hunters.
Well,
and
yeah.
One, what do you want to be, Thurster? What do you want to be?
I'd be a gnome warrior. Okay. I'd be a gnome warrior.
All right,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah,
and okay. We've been corrupted or something. There's been some sort of
something
corruption.
Like that.
Yeah, I'd be corrupted. Terps to the Redeemer, and I'd be in there saying, "No, hunters, come on. You don't have to be like this." And then you're like, "Oh, really?" And then I become corrupted.
Right.
Okay. And then the players have to uncorrupt us all through DPSing us down to 1%.
Does this mean that we're hated by everyone because no one likes a council fight? Oh, gosh. There's,
oh, my.
The hell? The dog. Oh,
sorry, Dallas just woke up.
He looks like he's having a council fight of his own over there.
You see, that's it. We've phase two. The dogs come in.
Phase two, the dogs come out. Release the house.
Handle it. Yeah, and there's all these dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
And then phase three is...
Well, phase three, Scott died because he stood in the fire, so he's dead.
He's dead.
I love that this rumor about me persists. This is great.
And then, I know this. At the end of the fight, I feign death, and you don't actually get to kill me.
I just don't do any damage because I'm just the whole time just going, not enough rage.
Right. That's what will happen.
You're trying to hit their tank, but you can't because you don't have enough rage.
I like that Dills pops up after a feign. And you then have some story to do. Like, you've got to get up and go, oh, you've defeated us, nearly defeated me, had I not feigned death, but now I can tell you more about where you got to go, or whatever. I can totally see that all working out.
I think it should be better if it sounded like Dills, rather than like...
like Deckard.
Oh, like that, like a weird,
maybe. I'm not sure. Actually, now saying that out loud, I kind of like that.
We have friends in the team that does encounters. Why not? They could use us again.
Sure.
Gurp, Dills, and Terpster, come on.
Yeah,
easy names. We could be, actually make us all orc peons just at the beginning of an encounter bit. Yep. Like we shouldn't be bosses because that means we're in the lore. We should just be like,
just hard trash. Dudes. That's all.
And that way, then all of our items, it's like, so that's where it came from.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, what they could do is they could just
from a guy in Olden Draenor. Mm. Yeah,
makes they could just mix all of our names up, right? So you'd have like Gurpster. Gurpster, Tills, and Terp.
Terp.
Terp is too close to already Terp. Yeah,
Derp.
Hold on.
It's got to be Derp. Crap. It's got to be
right,
Derp.
So Derp. Yeah, Derp for sure.
Derp.
Tills.
Tills and Herpster. No, there is no H.
No, I don't know what
Herpster.
We're gonna have to write it down to figure it out.
All right. Is that what you're saying? You have a pen?
But it's good. It's good. I like that though.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Yeah. If I wanted to be an encounter, I would like a council fight because it would be show related and that'd be really fun. But we'd have to do like show related things, like phase two. Dills yells hunter talk, and that means something.
And then you like you go. It's the drop of the week, and then you
boom, big huge AOE. You got to interrupt it, or you're all dead. Wipe the whole raid.
Yeah.
Terpster would do. He'll accidentally drop an F bomb in the air. Something like that. I can't think of anything else you would do.
Yeah.
Well, you'd just be laughing.
Oh yeah, or just laugh maniacally. Hey, I like that. That was pretty good. Like that.
That would be those sonic waves that come out, and it would buff the people back.
Yeah. And DBM or DB. What am I trying to say? Deadly boss mobs would go. In 3, 2, 1, and then. And then everyone knows it's time. Use your extra little button that popped up.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So you bubble.
Love it.
Good.
Love it. Brilliant idea. Let's do another question here from Twitter as we crank forward. I think we got time for a couple more of these, and then we'll sew things up. Let's see. I have not, this TK says this, I have not played much WoW since I got a Hearthstone key. Is that a problem for WoW? So he means, I think, is it a bigger problem for WoW? A lot of people doing this.
Have you canceled your subscription? I would guess not.
Probably not, no.
It just means that they're having less overhead costs of you draining all their server resources, but you're still getting all your money.
Mm.
I would say that Hearthstone has brought tons of people back into WoW because suddenly you're seeing Sylvanas again, and you're seeing Ragnaros, and you just get that little nostalgic feeling.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Dills. I feel like it's even... taking you out for a while where you went hardcore and even slept on a stream, like hardcore for a while.
Sure.
Started another podcast, everything. Yeah. Still into it, but then I feel like there is like a spark toward the end of that where you went, yeah, I'm gonna get this going on the other side again. Like it feels like there was like a cyclical effect going on there.
For sure. I mean, I think Hearthstone to me just kept me in that world, you know, and you don't feel like one, basically replaces the other. You feel like they complement each other. So, I played, yeah, tons and tons of Hearthstone. Didn't play a lot of WoW for a little while when Hearthstone was just so fresh and so clean.
Sure.
And then now I'm, now I'm actually dividing my time pretty good. So,
yeah.
And by the way, I'm about to be off for about a week.
Yeah.
Come up here.
It's gonna kill you.
I'm going to play so many video games. Oh, I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just licking my chops just thinking about 8-hour, 9-hour sessions.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Batman Arkham Origins. Everyone said it was terrible. I love it. It's really? Good.
I heard it was good, too. I don't think it's so much the people thought it was terrible. Wasn't it just that it was sort of like the same stuff?
It was quite buggy when it was released. And, yeah, it's a lot more of the same. But I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I like those Batman games a lot. I've been playing all
it's
just...
cheap at the moment as well. Steam sale.
I've been playing all weird... indie stuff. That's I love that. Yeah. I love weird indie.
You know what I still haven't played is the Arkham City. I still haven't played that
game. Oh, it's so good.
Shit.
You know why? Because Arkham Origin, or no, Arkham Asylum, like, what I did with that game was I got halfway through and then started playing something else, and then now all I've done is want to finish that before I move on to the next Batman game.
Yeah.
So I'm like 3 Batman games behind now.
Yeah.
They just keep coming out.
Yeah, they keep, well, they're doing it almost yearly now, really.
Yeah.
So
It's like FIFA and Madden. It's like every year we got to have a
new one. Reminds me, I was going to say something earlier about the whole like WoW players skewing older now and the younger kids not getting into it like they used to or whatever.
Damn kids.
It reminds me, I mean, I wonder if Call of Duty is going to have the same kind of pattern. That game came out, the one that mattered, Call of Duty 4, which really started all this Modern Warfare business in what, 06 or 07? I can't remember exactly. That's getting a little long in the tooth. That means that player base has aged along with it, supposedly. Does that really attract a bunch of new young players? I don't know. I don't know if it does or it doesn't. Maybe it has a better chance of doing that given the sort of mainstream, you know, console-y kind of thing happening with it, but I don't know. And it's interesting that both these are happening under, you know, Activision's roof and these two huge successful franchises for them, one being WoW and one being that, they've got to figure out ways to make that work and extend and grow and build, and it's no small challenge, I don't think.
You know what their best thing
going for those guys right now is how bad EA keeps screwing things up. That's their best card in their deck. It really is. You know, they've had some bad news lately. That BF4 stuff and all its bugs, and now the class action lawsuit, and that NBA 2K or whatever it is. Not NBA 2K. That one's good. The NBA 2014 Live, whatever, is garbage. Yeah. Garbage.
And it's just microtransactions. It's crazy.
It's garbage. So I don't know what's going on. Their biggest moneymaker is that Simpsons Tapped Out game on the iPad.
So, it's a damn good game.
Welcome to the world of the future,
if you like to just tap on stuff.
Go ahead.
Spend a lot of money. Yeah.
Spend a lot of money, buy donuts and tap on things.
Yeah. Ryan Mercer on Twitter asks, what's your favorite spell out of all the classes? Let's go around the room.
Wow. Interesting.
I have one, and I'll just tell you, and I don't know the name of it, but it's and I don't play one, so that's why I don't know the name of it, but I really like the ground earthquakey thing that the shamans do.
I think it's just called Earthquake.
Is it just called Earthquake? I love that. It changed the animation for that, changed or something.
Yeah.
I want to say good. With Miss or whatever. I think that looks really cool. So that's probably my favorite. I had to pick one.
I'll say Bloodlust. Shaman spell again.
Yeah.
Bloodlust.
Shaman.
Amazing.
Man. Represent. Yeah. Well, what Shaman does for you is just still makes them one of the best classes ever if you want to be everyone's favorite friend in a raid.
Shaman. They're good.
How about you?
How about me? Yeah. What, my favorite spell effect?
Yeah, favorite spell. Effect or otherwise?
I don't know.
That's just my favorite spell, the effect.
I don't know. I guess I like Ice Block. That's quite fun.
That one's all right.
So, yeah, I just think that's funny. I like that. But I guess it'd probably be the Warlock's summoning ritual. Just having that kind of robed man violently expose himself in front of a raid group.
Wow.
I just it never ceases to make me smile.
Yeah. That's great.
I guess like technically... technically, my favorite is Feign Death.
Well,
technically,
if you want to get technical about it, yes.
Yeah, I love feigning death. I love it. Sometimes I do it at the beginning of the fight, just for the hell of it. I don't care. Yeah. Like I might have enough aggro. I should probably just feign here. I just want to pretend to die. That's all.
Let's see.
Pretend to die.
Here's another one. Should there be any mythic 5-man dungeons in Warlord, similar to TBC heroics? That cannot be queued.
Oh my god!
Or, LFD. Nails. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
You know, I miss the really, really difficult dungeons for sure.
But when have we had those last? Like BC was the last time they were really hard.
That's the last time I remember one where you had to CC three mobs out of one pool when it was just trash. Like that was insane.
Yeah. I remember though, Burning Crusade, that the rewards never felt in line with the effort, though.
With how hard, yeah, I spent exactly. hours.
We would be like, we'd finish a raid, and then we'd be like, should we just go do some normals? You know, like I don't really fancy. It's like I'm flaxed up, so let's go do some normals because I don't want to just die all night long in a heroic. But you know, if they'd had better rewards at the end of it, who knows?
Well, you know what, I didn't think that the. What was the thing where you did it like timed? They just came out with the timed dungeons. Challenge mode.
Challenge mode, right?
Yeah. So I didn't think that fit the bill quite as much. Like it got harder, but then you were just trying to do it as fast as possible.
Just speed runs, yeah.
So like what I would like to see is one where it's just really hard, and it encourages you to do this kind of methodical planning out of each pool and stuff like that, because I do kind of miss that.
I agree. Speed runs are fine in a lot of cases, but I feel like we already kind of do that in a way. Like in our raid team, if we're getting better
every
and better,
run is a speed run.
Yeah, and when we're done, everyone always says, "Hey guys, that was 2 minutes better than our last one." And I feel like I'm getting that satisfaction there, and I don't need it really in a more formal way. So,
I mean, I get the competition aspect of the speed run, but the teamwork and everything of like I remember the skill of double trapping and things like this was just. It was very much in demand. If you were a good hunter, you could CC two things, and it was amazing. And so, and it was actually necessary. And now, no one CCs anything. You just pull, you just go, and whatever.
Face roll, but it's good fun. Exactly. I mean, that's the thing. Is it comes
enjoy
back
that.
To the you know what is the, who's what's the game for? And again, I like the idea of them implementing some sort of mythic five man because it caters for another audience, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
well, you
some
do
people
both,
want
you know?
The hardest thing in the world, and other people want a really easy thing.
Yeah. Sure. Hard to give everybody the same.
What if there was world first five man stuff? You know, people were actually going for that because it was so difficult. That would be have these really tight knit five man teams.
Yeah. Why not? It'd be like arenas, like five man arenas or whatever. Yeah, people take it really seriously. Yeah. I'd go with that. I'd actually try to, that's something I would want to get into, I think, because not only are you getting to do, you know, the challenge of it all, and there's some fun to be had there. But I like the idea of a really cohesive, tight-knit group learning together, teaching together. You know, there's something about that. That's why I think I like the idea. Like, PvP is worthless to me unless I'm running with five of my best friends.
Yeah.
You know, same idea. One last question here, folks. It says this. Chris Harris says, you mentioned he's Evil Ninja 1 on Twitter. So apparently there are a lot of evil ninjas, and he is number one. You mentioned that younger people are playing League of Legends. So excited about Heroes of the Storm, because I sure am. Basically, he's asking, are we? I think he asked that a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But so is that the big gateway drug for that generation? That's the larger question, because Dota and games like it, that MOBA thing, the MOBA scene is exploding. No question about it. I think it's a lot of a-holes.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's exploded. It's done.
There's a lot of a-holes in there, and I don't love all that. And I'm not even really that big of a fan of the game type, although I love my time with Heroes at BlizzCon. But is this Blizzard's gateway drug for a younger generation that could lead them to playing other games in their arsenal?
I guess so. I mean, obviously it features all the stars. I think, to be honest with you, it's mainly fan service at the moment. But that could be like a nice happy accident as well, that people are like, oh my God, I love Uther. Where's this guy from? Oh, Warcraft 3. Okay, I can't get that to run on my computer. Oh, but World of Warcraft. That's cool. Let me fire that up. You know, you know, where's Uther? Oh, he's not. But I can be a paladin like him. Oh, sweet. I'll do that then. Mm-hmm. You know, I can see how it would take people down a path. But at the same time, you know, when you're at BlizzCon, that cinematic trailer was just pure fan service. And that room erupted when they saw, you know, what people were doing and how awesome that looked to have all their favorites together.
Yeah.
If you showed that to somebody just like Dota, they'd be like, okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, let me just say this right now on Twitch. You have 9,993 viewers watching WoW, 10,000 watching StarCraft II, 11,500 watching Hearthstone, 20,000 watching Dota 2,
and
83,000 watching League of Legends.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I think League
when
of
we
Legend
were streaming
might be,
the other day, to put it into context, I was streaming with Sips on Monday, and because of that, Sega Bass Fishing was the third most popular game on Twitch. So
that's so good.
I don't think it's all to be believed, obviously, all the time, but certainly the fact that League of Legends has 83,000 people enjoying it on Twitch and Dota 2, 20,000, you know, you see already how dominant League is.
Yeah. So that must just get under. If it were me, if I was Blizzard, I would just be so.
Well, no, because it just it highlights again one of the big issues that Blizzard has about being so slow.
Yeah.
They've turned it over time into this positive thing of it's ready when it's ready. You only experience good stuff from us. But at the same time, like, how many things have they missed out on? Does it mean that we are loyal to them because it's always a quality product? Mm. Or if someone presents me with a fun thing that's not perfect, but it's fun and it's here now, am I going to play that instead?
Yeah, it kind of goes along with our kids. You know, kids don't care about 4K television at all. They care about YouTube.
They watch YouTube, which we filmed on some potato camera, and they're watching it on their iPod Touch.
They don't care about lossless music. They only care that 128K MP3 file came from their buddy today or whatever.
I think it is a question of, you know, this instant demand society. Certainly, you know, we find as well, like, you know, the games we feature in a video suddenly sell really well on that day. And then a couple of days later, they're back to normal. Mm-hmm. You just get this huge blip where all of a sudden people are like, I've seen it. This is interesting to me. I've bought it. Cool. I've seen something else and I've moved on.
Yeah.
And it's this very quick sort of jumpy kind of audience that is hard to capture and keep on one thing. And that's why, you know, Blizzard historically has done very well with their games, but I kind of, you know, it is a frustration for me that we don't see more titles out of Blizzard. I mean, at the same time, you know, you're looking at this year, Hearthstone.
It's changing, yeah.
You know, World of Warcraft.
And some other thing we haven't even told about, some other small project.
4 to 5 games launching in a year, which for Blizzard is insane.
Yeah, you know the executive team. Yeah, and you know the executive team is sitting around and this is coming up. It's coming up all the time. It has to be about how can we be more agile? How can we maintain quality without, you know, without getting left behind? And I know these things are they're being talked about. They have to be. So they're maintaining a lot of the stuff that they already do. But Hearthstone's a great example of it. Whatever that other fourth project is that nobody knows about now, that's another casual, more casual sort of smaller game or portable or whatever it is. Whatever that is another good example of that. But I wouldn't be surprised if Blizzard's just trying to have every hand and every cookie jar at once. They've got the resources. They've got the money. It was built on a dinosaur called WoW, and they may as well spend it on the new way of doing things. And I think that's great. And I don't mean that negatively about the dinosaur comment. I just mean that is a venerable franchise that has made them a lot of cash, so they can do all kinds of stuff now to leverage that money. And hopefully it means agility and quicker release and more fan feedback. And, you know, and Hearthstone feels like their first foray into that space. So that's good.
You know what, though? Hearthstone, I got to say, I know they expected it to be a great game, but I don't think they expected it to be what it has become before it's even been released. I mean, like there are many days I go and there's more people on Twitch watching Hearthstone than Dota.
Mm-hmm.
And that's insane to me that it's, you know, it's the consumption from a viewer standpoint of Hearthstone is really easy to stomach. You know, it's like, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Moves make sense. You can sit and analyze while you watch. And there's definitely a barrier to entry from MOBA games of even just watching them to understand what the hell is happening. Whereas with Hearthstone, you can kind of quickly pick up what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's insane how well that game has done.
Yeah.
You know, just from the viewer aspect, it's I didn't expect it, and I don't think they did either.
I think they're learning things from that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the future. Ladies and gentlemen,
spectator mode.
Yes. Yeah, so, look at that. That'll be awesome. Please.
That'd be awesome.
Dota 2 does that. That's it. I would do at some point. I want to talk to Terpstra, but it's a totally different topic for a different day. But I want to talk about all this YouTube crackdown on music copyright video games.
Oh, it's all the same.
Is it affecting you guys at all?
It's been blown out of proportion, really. Mm. For the most people, it doesn't actually truly make any difference. It's just slightly more public than it previously has been.
Yeah.
Basically, the rules are still the same. You can't use stuff you don't own.
But if you're playing a video game and the soundtrack,
don't say.
If you're playing the video game and the soundtrack's playing in the background, and
you don't own that soundtrack, then yeah, you can't do that.
Right.
That's weird.
So it depends on. So for example, Blizzard's fine because they're fine. You know, it depends if they've put their tracks out through like a third party licensing music thing to use them elsewhere. But obviously, Blizzard, if you get a claim, you go back to Blizzard and they say, "Oh, sorry about that. We'll fix that for you," mm-hmm. because Blizzard wants to encourage people to play their games, show them off, be creative around it. Like, they enjoy that. for example, Nintendo, however, think that they own Let's Plays. So if you're playing and recording someone, you know, you playing Mario, for example, Nintendo think that is theirs. That's their creation. I would, you know, we always hearken it to, you know, does the guy who invented chess own every single video of chess?
All right.
Just because you invented the game, does that mean that anyone who plays that game, thus it's still your product? You know, it's the same old, really. And it's just, you know,
well, their claim are people are making, you know, millions of dollars playing their creation rather than somebody just playing chess and taking a video of it.
But let's say someone makes $1 million playing chess, you know, and filming it. Let's just say that. What does that mean? You know, look at, you know, Minecraft, for example, you know, they were offered, you know, you could be able to claim this sort of thing. And, you know, Mojang were tempted because, you know, there's a lot of money in all of the videos. You know, if you consider there's millions and millions and millions of Minecraft videos, if Mojang had a cut of all of those, they could stop anything and everything and be very wealthy for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
But they're already very wealthy and they think, actually, no, this is healthy for the community and healthy for us as well in terms of the publicity we get out of the
it.
Yeah. But it's like I said, you find a lot of these sort of, particularly the kind of Eastern companies that have a different sort of company ethos. They think that, you know, why are we letting up all this free money?
Yeah.
We can just get that free money. And it's a sad thing. It's because the music industry decided that, you know, that they should be able to claim videos and anything and everything. And a lot of things are justified. But within the gaming space, it's just a little bit.
It's a little bit weird. I think we are totally going to talk about this again on Current Geek when we do that launch.
A lot of people now are playing the game and streaming with no music.
Yeah.
Just because they can now upload it to YouTube and add whatever.
And that's the best way.
Stream with music, but you record separately with no music. And that's just a big pain in the ass.
Yeah, giant pain.
Yeah.
Yes. By the way, that's a hint. The Terpster will be on the relaunch of Current Geek with Tom Merritt and myself. That'll be on the 3rd of January.
And Veronica. Yeah,
and Veronica Belmont. Today, yeah,
it'll 3rd be of January.
Very much looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
It's going
to
be good.
We'll have Dills on there at some point. We'll have really all the really smart frog panty people that I associate with will have essentially carte blanche. They can come.
Those who aren't invited.
They can fill a chair anytime they want and be a part of the conversation. So we may bring that up again because I think that's a really interesting sort of tech angle question, copyright thing that would be fun to.
Yeah, no, exactly. Bandy about. Where does it end?
Bro? Yeah, where does it end?
Well, do I own me? Do I own my voice? Does Scott now own it because I've said it on his podcast?
This is the stuff.
How does this work?
Yeah, this is the conversation we want to have. So watch for that. More details coming.
Real nuts.
Tom, if you're listening right now at 3x speed, excited to do that on the 3rd. But you clearly
Scott is excited.
We do have a drop of the week. Now, I'm going to play this real quick.
The drop of the week.
All right, this week's Drop of the Week brought to you by Squarespace.com. You're looking to make a fan site, a cool site, a blog, a photo gallery, a whatever, man. Whatever it is you want to do on the web and you don't want to become a web developer, and why would you want to? You simply sign up at Squarespace.com, try it out. No credit card required. They give you all the tools you need, templates you need, everything. If you decide to keep it, though, use WOW12 at checkout at Squarespace.com for 25% off your order. That's WOW12 at checkout at Squarespace.com. We love those guys. We know you'll love them too. All right. So Chris Metzen finished his children's book. This is out now. Snow Fight, a Warcraft tale. I'm supposed to be getting a copy of this to review.
It's beautiful.
It looks awesome. Now, the artist in here is Wei Wang, I want to say is how you say the name. One of my favorite artists ever. My daughter worships this person. And the style is just so reminiscent of some of the stuff she's trying to do.
I'm amazed how different, though, it is from Wei's other stuff.
Yeah.
It's this awesome kind of chibi, colorful, you know, fun children's book.
It looks like Final Fantasy Tactics. Wow.
Yeah,
it does. Oh, don't get them started. That'd be a great game. I would play that.
Amazing game.
Turn-based tactics game. Oh,
my God. Please make that happen.
Dude.
Warcraft tactics.
Shite. Oh, anyway, the Lich King is adorable. You just want to hug him. Thrall is just great. Even Varian Wrynn here. I actually like him in this picture. You usually hate that guy. Yeah, it looks awesome, and it's out now, and you can get it. It's a very wintry, Christmassy kind of tale, and perfect time of year to pick it up. I'm hoping for a review copy soon so we can talk more about it on the show. It's supposed to be on its way. But yeah, it's great. It's meant to be
fantastic, even if you don't know World of Warcraft. It's right, meant to be sure. Just a good children's book, which makes it even better because I know, you know, when I have kids, I'm not going to want to read, like, you know, about a very hungry caterpillar. You know, I want to read about, you know, a very badass orc war chief.
Or a wolf that eats their grandmother. Yeah,
exactly. No. You know, these are stories that the kids will enjoy just because you're spending time and interacting with them, and you'll enjoy because it's all your favorite characters.
Yeah, sure.
So, I agree. Loves it.
Chris Metzen.
I'm just going to read them on Mice and Men. Maybe Moby Dick. Yeah.
Sure.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Look at you.
Just look over there, George. I'm looking there.
I'm going to read Super System, A Course in Power Poker by Doyle Brunson.
Even better.
That'd be good.
Power Poker. I started marketing a device called the Power Poker, but it wasn't a very nice clientele, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I want to say this quick about Metzen. I was talking to him last night. He and I are working on getting together for another interview of some sort, and probably it'll be mostly focused less on WoW and way more on these kinds of things, like the creative process of writing, creating characters, what it means to put out products that are comic-related, books like this. And then certainly what it takes to create characters within a thriving gaming universe. And I'm super stoked about it. So watch for that soon, either on this feed or one of the shows somewhere. We'll have a bunch of stuff with Chris Metzen coming up soon. That's it, folks. We're done. We have finished what we put out to do. 2013 was a rad year. I totally enjoyed it. And this show is a huge part of what I care about. And you guys, listeners, have all been great. It's been great to put another one of these years to bed. And we've never had better subscriber numbers. I don't know what's going on, but the instance continues to grow. You know, subs may drop for WoW. I don't know why we don't, but we don't. And
I think people who listen to us aren't going to not play WoW for the most part.
Yeah.
We get obviously some outliers, but to be into it enough to listen to a podcast about it, you're not likely to unsub anytime soon.
Yeah, seems to me. And we always get comments that we love you guys, and even when I'm not playing WoW right now, we still think your show's great. Or I've never even played once, and I still like your show. So it's
beautiful.
We are appealing to more than just and whatever. And Hearthstone talk be damned, we're going to keep on doing it.
Sure. We certainly will.
Dills, anything going on in your world we should tell people about before we go?
Well, I believe we're still on for Thursday, right, Derpster?
Yeah, 27th. Yeah. It's Friday. No, 26th. No, it's
Is
Thursday.
It Friday?
No,
that's Thursday.
No, it's 26th. Thursday. I thought you were Thursday. Yeah,
I am Thursday, 26th.
Looking forward to that, and then also streaming a lot probably over the break on Twitch. So twitch.tv/WillyDillsSF. I'll be there.
Yeah.
And then on the Thursday, it's twitch.tv/YogsCast.
Yeah. And we decided what we're doing. Do we know what we're doing yet? We don't know.
I think we'll do some Hearthstone where Dills teaches me not to suck. And I'm going to get a list of games together so you can install them beforehand.
Okay.
So we can do stuff like that. I think Shram might try and join us as well for a bit.
That'd
be
awesome. That would be awesome. Right.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should just go run like an old raid or something like that. And WoW.
That'd be good. Kind of,
I'd be down for anything.
Yeah, so. That'd be good. Karazhan, yes. Yeah. Oh,
I don't fly out till that night, so I think it'll all work out.
You'd be you'd be able to join us for at least some of the time, if not all of it.
Yeah.
So that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And I'm also doing the Angry Chicken, of course, which is every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific with Garrett, the aforementioned Garrett who called in, and Jocelyn Moffitt. And we are doing kind of a similar type show to this on Monday. We're just going to do kind of we're going to have some cocktails. We're going to take some calls, and we're just going to hang out and just chat. We're not doing our normal...
Just kind of chill.
Nice.
Yeah, we're not doing our normal episode where we cover the hard news going on in Hearthstone. We're gonna cover the soft news.
Nice.
Nice.
Like the Angry Chicken and how to get it to enrage and then bubble it.
If you guys like Hearthstone, you should be listening to that show. It's great. It's fantastic. Willie Dill's on Twitter, of course. Don't forget that. Dill or Terpster. You got a lot going on.
As well. But anyway, yes. So for me, I would say make sure you keep an eye on just on my Twitter to find out what's going on. But today we launched our charity Christmas album called Hark, 'Tis What Thou Refers To As Yogmas. We got in a little bit of trouble last year because we said, now that's what I call Yogmas. And EMI basically gave us a cease and desist. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, it's a, it's like, a you parody can't even, like,
make
thing.
Fun of something
only,
anymore.
You only can't... reason they didn't sue us is because it was for charity. Oh, so geez. They just said, if you take it
it's
down.
A parody.
Exactly. So charity. This year it's Hark, 'Tis What Thou Refers To as Yogmas. Okay. And has 11 lovely tracks on there. All gaming, mainly Minecraft themed Christmas songs.
Yeah.
And all the proceeds of that are going towards our charities. And then obviously twitch.tv/yogscast for our nightly streams. And also obviously humblebundle.com/yogscast. We've got three new awesome games being added this weekend. Mm. So if you've already donated, you can claim those through your download page. They're big ones. They're like cool ones. Mm. And so you should definitely check by on Sunday at 7 PM GMT, because that's when we're launching them, and they'll be the last ones. And then hopefully it's enough to encourage everyone to donate. And you know, the bundle value I think goes up to like $300.
Oh wow,
so it's nuts. So you know, $25. Come on, people.
Just yeah. What are you doing? If you're not exactly. paying that, what are Come you on. Doing? What are you doing Come with on. Your life? Fantastic. That's all good. The_T on Twitter will get you all the details about what's coming up there.
Yeah.
That's it for us, everybody. Thank you for being here. Check us out on the web. You can find great notes by Paul Swickard for each and every episode at theinstance.net. I want to thank Matthew Oxley for this year's theme. We got a new one coming for Warlords. Very excited about that. Going to be great. Leave us a review on iTunes. We always love those. On Twitter, the show can be found at Instance Show. You can find those guys at the Twitter accounts I already gave you. And you can find me at Scott Johnson. On Facebook, at /TheInstance. And more great shows and other stuff at frogpants.com. It's going to do it for us, for me, for Dills, and for Terpster. Have a great new year, and we'll see you next time.
Merry Christmas.
Bye now. Oh, oh.
Mysterious presents seem benign, but are they? It's the Overly Dramatic News. I'm Hunts the Wind. The Feast of Winter Vale is now upon us, as young and old, Horde and Alliance alike, await that magical day when they stop tearing each other to shreds and can instead rip open their gifts underneath the tree. This year, ODN has learned that an anonymous organization has raised the bar, spending millions of gold pieces to give each resident of Azeroth something truly special. The mystery gift is known as the Goggle Glass, and it seems to be a combination metagem transmogrification item that the owner can attach to his or her headgear. Once attached, it causes the Helmer Cowl to appear as one of the specialized goggles that engineers are seen to wear. It also acts as a location device, map display, and guide to local dungeons and inns. Truly an amazing device. However, there have been some glitches. Several have noted that once attached to a helmet, the glass magically transfers itself to any new headgear that is equipped, making itself a permanent feature of the owner's equipment. And those sensitive to magic have noticed a stream of energy flowing in both directions from the device. Most recipients, however, are now happy goggle glass users and seem unconcerned about the downsides. After all, nobody would be foolish enough to try to track every resident of Azeroth, would they? Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a Buxley. Welcome to Buxley's Journal. I decided I needed to take a vacation. Someplace quiet where I could commune with nature and where everyone was in harmony with everything. So the very first place I went was to the timeshare resorts of Alterac Valley. The timeshares are like this. The Alliance goes to the Horde Resort and vice versa. Pretty simple. All you have to do is sign up and you can go. When I got there, everybody was waiting around in a small gated area in a cave. I think that's because the check-in time hadn't started yet and the staff was still cleaning out the living quarters from the last people that were there. The rule is, the first person to get into a room gets to stay there, so when the bell finally rang, we all ran out of the cave and headed straight to the resorts. Well, everybody got out of there so fast that I just kind of hung back and kind of looked around a little bit to see if there's a place I could stay that wasn't at the main resorts. And I found this abandoned bungalow overlooking a cliff, and it looked like a great place. So I start unpacking my stuff, and all of a sudden the whole place goes up in flames. I don't know what happened, but it smelled like steak burning, and I realized it was me, so I got out of there and headed to the main resort. When I got there, a bunch of people are just standing around yelling at each other to go inside the keep. So I go in to take a look, and there's a Stormpike General in there with a bunch of his buddies. Now I try and break the ice by joking around and say, "Hey, why don't you have any furniture in this keep of yours?" Well, they don't like this one bit, and they all attack me. Everybody who's waiting outside piles in, and they all join the fight. We finally beat this guy up, and then someone comes over to the loudspeaker in the resort to tell us that our time is over here, and they kick us all out. Because of the fighting, the extremely flammable locations, and the really strict rules about how long you can stay, I'm giving Alterac Valley 1 out of 5 stars. If you'd like to see what I'm up to, follow Ask Buxley on Twitter.
Greetings, and welcome to Slashgrass. I'm your host, Efink G4. I'm here to talk to you about the fun achievements you can earn in the World of Warcraft. This week's achievement is Treasure, Treasure Everywhere. The goal here is to locate all of the moss-covered, skull-covered, sturdy, smoldering, and blazing chests of the Timeless Island. There are 25 chests altogether that you must find. There's one of the blazing, one of the skull-covered, 2 smoldering, 4 sturdy, and 17 moss-covered chests. Now, these are one-time chests, meaning that you can only open them once per character. I'll post a nice treasure map over on slashgrats.com, where you'll find where all these chests are, provided from Reddit and MMO Champion. And also remember that if you're in a raid group, do not open the chests, because there'll be no loot and it'll still count as have been opened. If you do this correctly and find all those chests, you're going to get the achievement Treasure, Treasure Everywhere and 10 points. Be sure to visit slashgrats.com for notes and archives, Twitter at slashgrats, or me at efinkg4. We're on Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes. Good luck, and we'll see you next week.
We fought Garrosh. The battle's won.
Lothar,
a new war chief. And he's the man.
Simply having a wonderful winter day.
We gave a cheer.
Yahoo!
So what to do for the rest of the year?
Simply having a wonderful winter ale.
What are you doing?
Simply having a wonderful winter ale. The fire of goblins sing their song.
Yeah, you
they practice song expansion long.
Anyone got a Hearthstone key?
Simply having a wonderful winter ale. Simply having a wonderful winter ale. The game is on.
Oh, yeah?
The realm is up.
Oh, okay.
Will battle pass?
Yeah,
I guess that's enough.
Hey! What's wrong with pet battles? They're awesome. You wish you were good at pet
battles.
Excuse me, but the Goblin Choir is now officially on strike. This song has gone on way too long.
Wait,
kind of like the expansion at this point.
Heroes of the storm, not here yet.
When Draenor drops,
it's Draenor.
We'll be back, you bet.
Simply having a wonderful winter ale. Simply having a wonderful winter ale.
I don't really feel
it. Simply having a wonderful winter ale.
Come on, now, everyone's something Blizzard, you know?
again.
Finish if I'm going to ask me about advice on this song.
Don't wish yourself a happy Winnevale.
Anyone want to party up for Metzen?
Oh, Ludra the Mage here, helping you hunt for the pets. Even if they aren't pets that are super cute. The Rotten Little Helper is just such a pet. This irradiated gnome in a holiday outfit is completely unpleasant and not rating high on my cute scale. But since no collection is complete without him, we must soldier on. You can get him by grabbing the You're a Mean One daily quest given in Ogrimmar, Ironforge, or in Hillsbrand Foothills. Then you must head over to the Abominable Grianch's cave in Hillsbrand to kill him. Why? To free Metzen the reindeer, of course. And to get back the stolen treats. Once retrieved, you simply have to head back to your faction city and give the treats back. There you will receive a stolen present as a crest reward. Ooh. This package is a chance to have the Rotten Little Helper pet inside. The drop rate isn't too bad, but I got it after a couple days of farming, but your mileage may vary. I also hear there's a chance to get the Rotten Little Helper from under the Wintervale tree, so if you miss out, in spite of your best efforts, don't despair. Now to get this song out of my head. If you like this segment, or you want to tell me how awesome I am, you can visit the website at aludraspets.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Reputation Boost, helping you gain that all-important reputation in the world of Warcraft. This week, we start a two-part episode helping you to gain the title and achievement Guardian of Cenarius, and we begin with the Cenarian Expedition. This faction debuted during the Burning Crusade and has quests in many zones. However, they are centered in Zangarmarsh in the Cenarian Refuge. They offer many quests to get you started as you assist them in their mission, but becoming exalted will still require you to either do repeatable quests or to grind the Zangarmarsh instances for reputation. And also remember, you can no longer redeem Coilfang armaments for reputation with this faction. Becoming exalted will allow you to buy the Cenarian War Hippogriff, a personal favorite, as well as getting you halfway to the achievement and title Guardian of Cenarius. We'll be back next week to complete this two-part spotlight by looking at the Cenarian Circle. Until then, remember to follow us at repboost.blogspot.com for a detailed explanation. If you have a faction you would like us to have spotlighted, please let us know. And as always, this is Frosty, and may the light be with you.
Hey, Bell, what's going on?
Hey, Mike.
What are you listening to?
The meeting's done.
You're listening to our show again?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to increase its iTunes ranking.
Oh, actually, I don't think listening to the show over and over will improve its iTunes ranking.
Well, what do we do then?
I don't know. A cool segment, a couple five-star reviews, advertising on Realm Maintenance.
Oh, well, thank God.
No problem, but why such a relief?
Well, because now I can go back to listening to the instance.
The Meeting Stone is the World of Warcraft variety show for the well-rounded geek. Each episode covers the latest news and events around Azeroth, sprinkled with an entertaining dose of pop culture from movies, comics, other video games, and more. So if you're looking for a Warcraft show with a little bit extra, come find us bi-weekly on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or follow us on Twitter at Meeting Stone Show, that's show without the W.
Thrumka, and welcome to Ask Miss Melgra, your source on matters of etiquette in Azeroth. Today's question is, would you recommend using gnomes as Wintervale decorations in the yard? In a word, no. To elaborate, gnomes are far too troublesome as holiday decorations. You must travel all the way to the Jade Forest in Pandaria to ask the Jade Witch to turn them into statues so they do not keep running off. If you just tie them up instead, you must worry about the neighbors making off with them to press them into wine. I suggest finding a blood elf hunter with a passive hunter pet. Feed the belf plenty of Noggin Fogger elixir, drip him in twinkly lights, and he will wander around in your yard for hours, weaving beautiful holiday patterns. If he slows down, just give him another bottle. Oh, and check the ODN weather report. If Hunts the Wind says there will be snow, put a Wintervale hat on the hunter pet to keep him warm. I am Miss Mulgrave, and that is my advice. Akamagosh! Follow at Miss Mulgra on Twitter or listen to previous episodes at missmulgra.com.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there!